USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another interest rate hike coming. The Fed Reserve is expected to announce another 0.75% interest rate hike this afternoon. The Fed has raised interest rates 5 times this year in an effort to control inflation. President Joe Biden recently remarked that oil companies could face higher taxes if they don't lower the gap between wholesale and market prices. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox Business he's concerned that would reduce production and cause energy prices to rise.
The president may have forgotten this, but just a couple of months ago, he and all of the Democrats voted for it, and he signed into law additional taxes on oil and gas production.
A Kansas woman who led an all-female ISIS battalion is sentenced to prison. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A Kansas mother who was convicted of leading an ISIS battalion was sentenced to 20 years in prison on Tuesday. 42-year-old Allison Fluke Ekren pled guilty in June to expressing interest in carrying out terrorist attacks in the United States in support of ISIS on 6 separate occasions. This took place between 2014 and 2017. Justice Department prosecutors say they believe the 20-year sentence was not enough for what she had done.
On Wednesday, Space Force Lieutenant General Bradley Saltzman assumes the position of Chief of Space Operations during the Space Force transition ceremony. Saltzman says the newest military branch is critical for the United States.
A resilient, ready, and combat-capable Space Force is indispensable to deterrence today, tomorrow, and every day after that.
Space Force was created December 20th, 2019. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Three major retailers, CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart, are tentatively agreeing to pay at least $12 billion to settle opioid-related lawsuits. That's according to multiple reports out Wednesday. Thousands of state and local governments have sued the chains over accusations of mishandling the highly addictive drug. A second railroad union is voting down a labor deal negotiated by the Biden administration.
The National Brotherhood of Railway Signalmen has voted to reject a 5-year contract with the nation's largest rail companies, reviving a threat of a nationwide strike. More than 60% of the membership voted against the proposal that came as part of a deal brokered by the Biden administration last month to avert a nationwide shutdown. The group's president, Michael Baldwin, explained the opposition to Fox Business.
Our members, railroad signalmen, rejected this deal because they need sick time. They need to be able to take a day of sick day when they have the flu, or they have a doctor's appointment, or they have a family member who is sick.
From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The Phillies are leading the World Series 2-1 after blowing out the Astros 7-0 in Game 3 at home Tuesday night. Game 4 of the series set for tonight, with first pitch just after 8 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.